We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The Illinois Tollway System is extending its amnesty program, forgiving or reducing fees for violations. WBBM's Dave Berner with the story.
The amnesty program eliminated penalties for missed tolls and decreased hefty and controversial fines for unpaid tolls. Instead, drivers were required to pay the missed toll amount and $3 per violation. Drivers without I-Pass have 14 days to pay a missed toll online. Three or more unpaid tolls in a year triggers a violation notice. The amnesty program was put into place after the pandemic started and now will run through the end of June. The state says the program resulted in collecting $15 million in revenues, money that probably wouldn't have been retrieved otherwise. Dave Berner, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Advocate Aurora Health is using YouTube to plead with people to get vaccinated against COVID. WBBM's Mike Krauser with the story.
We've been hearing about this for well over a year. Medical professionals talking about burnout. They're still burned out, perhaps more so, dealing with the loss of staff and tired of watching people die. Advocate Aurora medical professionals appear in videos that the health system is calling voices from the front lines.
When you can't breathe, nothing else matters.
If people saw what we are seeing on a daily basis, they would run to get the vaccine.
This is a horrible illness that I just wish people would just get vaccinated and just listen to the medical professionals and science.
And it's exhausting to speak to somebody the same age as myself who is going to die. And this is all so preventable.
That's the story from Advocate Aurora Health.
A new report says pollution from diesel trucks and trains is taking a heavy toll on people in Chicago.
The analysis from the Boston-based nonprofit Clean Air Task Force says 340 people in the Chicago area will die next year from diseases triggered by or made worse by exposure to soot emitted by diesel engines. The Tribune reports that places Chicago behind Los Angeles and New York in the list of metropolitan areas with deaths attributed to diesel pollution. The group arrived at that conclusion despite the fact that a number of cities saw a drop-off in pollution after COVID-19 ground the economy to a halt in March of 2020. The group is calling for a transition to zero-carbon freight carriers as quickly as possible. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The new head of Illinois State Board of Elections says cybersecurity is a top priority.
The new executive director, Bernadette Matthews, takes over after the retirement of Steve Sandy. Voss, who apparently got the attention of cyber criminals via phone or computer.
I think that it highlights just the security risk that any sort of statewide election official faces, and it's something that reflects the risks that we're all seeing, either cybersecurity or an election integrity. So for me, it's that every day coming to the office, understanding that there is a high responsibility and duty.
The election board a few years ago survived a breach without giving up voter information. At the Illinois Capitol, Dave Dahl, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Now, from the DuckDuckGo Sports Desk, here's Josh List.
Good morning. At least 25 men are in the running for the Bears head coach and GM jobs. Today's meetings are expected to be with Bills defensive coordinator Leslie Frazier, a five-year Bears defensive back who once suffered a career-ending knee injury in Super Bowl 20. Tomorrow, meetings are to include with Buccaneers defense coordinator Todd Bowles and Cowboys defense coordinator Dan Quinn. Yesterday, Byron Leftwich, the Buccaneers offensive coordinator, met with Bears officials. A tough stretch of division games ahead for the Blackhawks, including a home skate with mighty Minnesota tonight. Marc-Andre Fleury and the Hawks are 4-0-1 in their last five, but about a +120 home underdog with the Wild tonight. Lonzo Ball's getting his left knee scoped for torn meniscus. Won't play for the Bulls for 6 to 8 weeks. Zach LaVine remains out with a sore left knee. The conference-leading Bulls play Ball up in Milwaukee tonight. About an 8.5-point dog. You'll listen on 670 The Score. UIC blows a 5-point overtime lead, losing at home to Northern Kentucky 74-70. Hoosiers fans storm the court in Bloomington after Indiana's upset of 4th-ranked Purdue 68-65. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Mayor Lightfoot is standing by Police Superintendent David Brown, despite a report that his command staff has a lack of confidence in his leadership. WBBM's political editor Craig Delamore with the story.
Mayor Lightfoot says she doesn't put much stock in a Sun-Times story that quotes anonymous members of the Chicago Police Department's command staff criticizing Superintendent David Brown. She was dismissive of them for being unwilling to be identified and says Brown is trying to change the culture of the police department.
There's a level of accountability that the exempt members are now facing that they don't like, but that's too bad. If you're not willing to do your job, if you're not willing to get out of your car and engage with members of the public, if you're not willing to make sure that you are accountable for the work that you do every single day, every shift, then that you don't need to be in the Chicago Police Department.
Speaking from Washington, the mayor said some police officials want to keep a status quo that worked for them but doesn't work for the people of Chicago or keep them safe. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago aldermen are about to approve another multi-million dollar wrongful conviction settlement tied to disgraced former police commander John Burge.
The latest is the case against Corey Batchelor and Kevin Bailey, who were both 19 when they claimed their confessions to the 1989 murder of Lula Mae Woods, the wife of a retired police officer, were beaten out of them. The Sun-Times reports the settlement is $14 million. Their convictions were overturned in 2018. Here was Batchelor at the time.
Today is a great day. Today is a just day. It's a day that I thought that I would never see.
Batchelor served 15 years, Bailey 28. DNA from evidence found at the scene did not tie either to the crime. Burge-related settlements have cost taxpayers about $140 million. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Governor Pritzker is accusing some Republican members of the Illinois House of election year politics as they call for the repeal of criminal justice legislation that passed last year. GOP legislators maintain the law is anti-police and anti-safety. House Minority Leader Jim Durkin of Western Springs.
Time and time again, over and over, we have seen what the Democrats have done in Illinois, either blissfully ignorant or actively trying to undermine our criminal justice system.
Pritzker is accusing Republicans of hypocrisy.
These are all the same people who voted against pay increases for police. These are the same people that voted against budgets that provide funding for violence interruption programs.
Pritzker says the criminal justice legislation helps police keep people safe.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.